Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw that it's gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's Ken Heat bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right, the producer of the full-length film, Spin the Plate, and that's going to be out later this year. And he's our good friend, Tom. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about negotiating styles, whether you're settling a conflict or negotiating a three-year-old to eat their peas, you know, whatever it takes, right, Tom?
Exactly.
So we talked about the competitor, the accommodator, and the avoider in the last segment. What's the next one?
All right, so there's two more. One's the compromiser, and they're half the pie is better than none. And we've all felt that. You know, we can't get everything we want, but we want to get something, and we're willing to give something up, okay? So, and our final stage is collaborative. And in the collaborative style, everybody gets what's important to them. So substance and relationship are both strong. We both walk away with something that's good, for we have all of our core concerns met, and we're better off having that relationship than not. So, for instance, a classical example is you've got a fragrance company, and then they need the oil from the rinds of 100,000 or 1,000 oranges. And I've got a juice company, and I need the juice of 1,000 oranges.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than competing about who gets the 1,000 oranges, I take the juice, and then you get the rinds. Okay? So we both get what's important to us, and neither we didn't have to compete, we didn't have to accommodate, avoid, or even compromise. And you'll find that in business, especially long-term business relationships, most of the relationships are collaborative, because otherwise business wouldn't exist. And, you know, which is why, and I know you mentioned this in The Age of the Customer, you know, small business people, if you ask them what is the biggest joy of their life, the biggest joy of their life is the relationship they have with their customers.
That's right.
Well,
that's
why is that? Because, you know, the customers buy things and they help them out, and everyone thinks it's a wonderful relationship.
And many times they're our best friends.
Absolutely, because they have forged a collaborative relationship.
For life, yeah. Yep. Now, the key, one of the things, when I think about all these examples you're giving us and how you've described using them, I think about how a professional salesperson, a real experienced, trained professional salesperson, closes a sale.
Mm-hmm.
If you find a really serious person who knows how to sell, and you say to them, which closes will you use on this customer, on this prospect, they will have to say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, how many will you use? How many different closes will you use? And they'll say, I don't know how many, but I know I'll use many, and I might even string three together in a row.
Right.
And so if you're a negotiator, what you're saying, I think, and I want you to finish this on this, if you're a negotiator, all five of your styles, of your personas, are a good negotiator will have them loaded up in their negotiating weapon, so to speak, ready to fire at any time, and maybe two at a time.
Correct. And then what you'll do is you'll also look at the styles of the person you're dealing with. So sometimes we've all known people, they always come on really strong. And then you sit there and say, oh, come on. And then they're like, all right. And then they get to collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people just don't want to deal with it because they're overwhelmed. And so you sit there that they just want to, put their head in the sand. So you sit there and you're very nice about it. You say, come on, let's talk about this. And they say, all right, let's do this. And that's how long-term relationships work.
You ought to keep these five styles, as he calls them, handy. Compete, accommodate, avoid, compromise, collaborative. Isn't it more important for you to see this in other people, the person across the desk from you, mm-hmm. almost than it is for you to try to be those things yourself? Because if you can see that they're being that way, one, they're being collaborative today, they're being a competitor today, they're being an avoider today. If you can see that, you can know how to not mirror their actions, but sort of accommodate or block and check or whatever.
Correct. And when I do sales training seminars, again, dealing with very experienced salespeople, one of the things they tell me all the time is, oh, my gosh, I've been doing this my entire career. I just didn't have labels for it.
Right.
And then when they have labels for it, it makes it much easier because they understand the customer and they can work with the customer. And remember, the ultimate goal is long-term relationships. Nobody can survive just making one sale and then never seeing the person again.
You cannot do it transactional. It's got to be relationships. And so, I can remember walking into a sales call, somebody I hadn't met before, and within 2 minutes I'm thinking, okay, now I know how this is going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
because I take the measure. They're a competitor or they're a compromise or whatever. I say, okay, I got my marching orders now. And I'm always watching to see when they change. Tom, I need your website again, and tell folks how they can find you and also how they can find out more about your movie.
Okay, so TomAnastasi.com. And then for the movie, we have SpinThePlate.com, or we have an amazing site on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/SpinThePlate, where you can see our trailer.
What about your crowdfunding site? Is that still up?
Nope, that's all done right now.
All
but
done?
They can still donate through spintheplate.com, and we'll use that money wisely.
Okay, it will too, folks, and you get to say you're a part of it. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.